Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast. It's the
Sandman. You get the idea? Bring me
a dream. It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips.
Like it's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
And tell him that his loss.
Here's the Sandman. Over
Sandman. I am David Hollander, your host, and this is Protect Your Assets Radio. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, well, they call me the Sandman. You hear the jingle. It's not because I make great coffee, although I do. I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal and financial questions each week. If something's worth doing, then it's worth doing it right. We believe there's a particular time of life. This phrase couldn't be more appropriate. Retirement. So today, if you're thinking of retiring this year, or you maybe just retired, you're going to want to hear about some of the things you're going to need to think about as you enter the rest of your life. My team and I prepared a list of some pretty important questions that can help you answer that question. Are you ready to retire? Now, let's get started. Well, stocks finished the week higher as the Fed and, yes, arguably, Treasury Secretary Yellen brings confidence to the banking crisis that we've been going through. The Dow was up 1.2% for the week, S&P up 1.4%, NASDAQ up 1.7%. The international index had a pretty strong week, up 3.3%, and the 10-year was flat, hovering at 3.38%. Oil creeped up a little bit, $69.20 a barrel, up 3.7%. Year-to-date, it's off almost 14%. And bonds, yep, bonds had a pretty good week, up 0.7% or 3.6% for the year. The Fed was the big news this week as Chairman Powell testified in front of the Senate. And as thought, he raised interest rates, or they did, I should say, 25 basis points. We were talking about that last week, at least. That was what I expected, was a 25 basis point raise to bring it to 4.875%. And basically made no change to the dots. I'm still talking about the dots, but no change there, projecting a 5.125% peak Fed funds rate. So is this more dovish than expected Fed a bullish game changer for the market going forward? Well, I don't think so, and here's why. The Fed hiked rates, yes, 25 basis points, but for the first time since the cycle began about a year ago, they signaled the end of rate hikes is near. Now, ordinarily, that's a pretty good thing for markets. However, the bigger issue right now for the market remains the same. From the start of this year in 2023, we've been talking about what will determine the next 10 to 15% up or down in the S&P 500. It's not whether the Fed hikes interest rates 25 basis points more, but instead whether we get a hard or a soft economic landing. So the Fed signaled and during their discussion that the end is likely near. They didn't guarantee it, but they said if the consumer price index, which is a measure of inflation, stays near 6% between right now and May, and the banking crisis continues, meaning that they start to contain it like they've been doing, don't be shocked if the Fed starts to hike rates some more. Because as I've been saying since the beginning of all this started, the Fed will follow the data, and the regional banking crisis hasn't changed that fact. Second, the Fed's statement shouldn't be viewed as a material positive overall for stocks, and here's why. Because the Fed said that the regional bank crisis will put downward pressure on the economy, and also inflation, by the way. Prior to this, the SVB and the SBNY situation, the Fed said tighter credit for households and businesses are going to weigh on hiring activity. So what they're saying essentially is this regional banking crisis is going to put pressure on the overall economy, and that's not a good thing. So the Fed had a difficult time sticking to it, as this whole Silicon Valley Bank and the Signature Bank and now First Republic, as we've been sort of working through the last week and a half. The Fed's trying to balance that with an economic soft landing. Now, that task has become more difficult because this regional banking stress is exactly what it is. And it's not political. Remember, the Fed's not political. They're not trying to take a side here or there. They don't get into politics, because imagine what that would do to the market. It wouldn't be healthy. So they try and stay neutral. They're Switzerland. They're staying out of it. I'm not going to get any Credit Suisse. Anyway, okay, so there we are. But the fact is that it might make the Fed stop in 2023, and that may or may not be a good thing. It's the equivalent of this right now. It's the equivalent of hoping your arm is broken as opposed to bruised so you can get heavier painkillers. Yeah, that might provide some immediate relief, but there's a much bigger problem that you're going to wake up to in a few days. So bottom line, the key issue for the markets right now in this 2023 has been, and it's going to remain, whether we get a soft landing or a hard landing, and the whole no landing phenomenon is looking less likely at this point in time. So stepping back from all this, this market reminds me a lot of the early 2000s. Remember, we had stresses emerging, growth was slowing, the Fed was cutting rates, but it was too late. And I hope I'm wrong and the Fed nails the soft landing. But overall, I'm going to remain cautious and conservative in positioning. Now, this past week, I heard a very large firm come out more growth-oriented. And so for tactical allocations, if you're defensive-minded, you might favor at this point overweighting defensive sectors and minimum volatility and longer dated treasury maturities. I'll talk a little bit more about that in the show as we talk about income, which is important, obviously, for retirement. But I'm grounding my opinion right now in the economy. And right now, economic risks are building. And so if this economy is more resilient than expected, then these sectors should rally just a little less than, say, the cyclical sectors. And in this environment, I'd prefer to have a little bit more safety and a little less volatility and miss out on some of that excitement as the overall market bounces around, which is what I'm expecting. So remember, while defensive positions right now may be the place you are, I don't know. I mean, it's up to you, honestly. But this should be more favorable in the near term. And I would expect that as the market starts to straighten out, leadership will become more balanced, we'll call it, where it's where you would add some more growth. And as the banking crisis starts to ease and the economy moves from a downturn to a recovery, you may want to think about gravitating towards more economic growth sensitive parts of the market, like small cap, maybe even some more international. Market volatility will be likely, and I'm going to see more of that, I think, as the months start to unfold here, particularly after a nice move higher, which we've seen in stocks since October. I mean, look at the market right now. So I continue to see the economy and markets undergoing what I'll call a gradual U-shaped bottom and then a recovery. And the right leg of that rebound will be emerging, I'd say, in the back half of this year. We're not even close to that yet, so we have another quarter to go. And overall, I expect this volatility, and if you're defensive, it's a place maybe you should be for the near term, and confidence once it starts to rebuild in this regional banking sector, which it will. It's just going to take some time. I believe a mild economic downturn is the most likely scenario in the months ahead. But in my view, markets over the past 15 months have really reflected this sort of an outcome. So I see opportunities forming in both the stock and bond space in the months ahead and beyond the more recent defensive posturing as markets start to look past this economic downturn and towards a recovery. It's important to remember that markets do look forward. They may not wait until the Fed has officially pivoted lower or for the economic data to officially bottom before stocks and bonds start to price in the recovery. So investors can use any near-term volatility to rebalance diversify, get into areas that should produce better than average returns, buy quality investments at better prices ahead of a potentially more sustainable rebound to come. Now, what does it mean as far as the S&P 500 right now? So we closed at 3971 yesterday, and so the next leg down would be 3808. So if we break 3808 on the downside, next stop for support is 3733. Now, what about the upside? We keep pushing into this 4,000 range. What's it going to take to pop out of that? Well, 4,048 is the number I have. And then you got resistance at 4180. So I hope that helps. Hope that helps you plan your portfolio and think about where you should be allocated right now. Coming up next, income. Why is it one of the most complicated things you need to prepare for in retirement? Find out. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. We'll be right back.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Well, this past week I was talking to Pam. She's been thinking about retiring. You see, she has worked for the same company for about 40 years. And they just got acquired by a larger company. And she's been sticking it out now for a few months, trying to adjust to her new boss and see if they can get along. But she just doesn't like him. He micromanages her, and she feels like she can do her job. But, you know, enough's enough. So she's thinking about leaving work next month and retiring. And we sent her our checklist challenge that my team had prepared. Now, this is a two-page checklist. It's 34 different questions, and we're happy to give this to you today. And let me just go through some of it now to see if you're ready to retire. So the first question we asked Pam, do you have a written budget for all the necessary and discretionary spending that you're going to experience when you retire? Because remember, when you do retire and you stop going to work every day, you better figure out something to do. Because if you don't, good things don't happen. You got to stay active. So how do you pay for all that, right, when the paychecks stop? Well, one of the income sources that you're going to need, and we have a checklist on this, is Social Security income. Do you know the income source and where you're going to take it from and how much you'll receive? And is it really the right way to take it? So we're talking about Social Security, pensions. Of course, you'll keep getting those rents coming in from your rental properties if you have those, and other income sources, maybe like dividends and so forth. How do you mix all that together? And what will that look like from a tax perspective? Because it does look like taxes will be going up here in the not too distant future. And certainly that tax will take a big bite out of how much you put into your pocket each and every month. How about this one? I know what year I will retire. Well, Pam right now thinks it's going to be 2023, but she's not sure. And a lot of the folks that I talk to, they want to retire, but they just can't. It just keeps pulling them back in. So again, that year when you're going to retire is important. Another question here. If you're within 5 years of retirement, my financial advisor has calculated and documented my income plan. Do you have one of those in writing where you can see all the different sources of income and how much you could expect to come in each and every month, where it will come from and what sort of taxes you're going to pay on that? I know the optimal time to draw Social Security to help maximize the net amount received after taxes. Did you know that Social Security will be taxed again as you start to collect it? So if you're between the ages of 62 and your full retirement age, you could be penalized. And if you start taking it at your full retirement age and you have other sources of income and you add that all together, that Social Security could be taxed up to 85%. You heard me, 85% of that Social Security benefit. So that's not good. And so you have to figure out how to adjust that so you don't pay so much in taxes, because, of course, taxes, you know how I feel about those. I hate taxes. Anyway, how about this? I have an inventory of all household assets. Do you? Your home value, maybe other real estate, land you have, checking accounts, savings accounts, money markets, CDs, 401ks, IRAs, any other accounts? Do you have all those laid out with asset values on them that update regularly? It's important. How about this one? I know how each of these assets will be taxed when I sell them or take withdrawals from them. You know, I don't know if you heard a couple of weeks ago, they were talking about the capital gain tax and how they want to raise that from the current level. So if you were to go ahead and sell an asset that had a baked in capital gain in it, are there any ways you could avoid that? You know, there are some other investments where you can take that capital gain appreciated asset, move it into that, and then either defer or eliminate that capital gain so you don't have to pay that tax. Did you know that that's available? There are investments out there right now that we work with that do that. And I should mention that, you know, I met with someone this week who said, I don't really know what you do. So, you know, we are attorneys. We are tax people. We are financial advisors. We all work under the same roof. So I don't farm it out to some other office down the hall or some guy down the street who's going to then do the work. No, we all work as a team together, looking at your situation. And if it makes sense, sure. And we're also happy to work with your advisor as well in any of those spaces. But again, we do all three at the Liberty Group under one roof. And that's why we're different than most people out there. Just thought I'd mention that. I know how each of these assets will be taxed when I sell them. Now, that's a big deal. I keep talking about that because with a tax advisor, and we have several of them in our office, and they're really busy right now. They're seeing a lot of people coming in and out of our offices around the Bay Area here. You can make an appointment. We can do your tax return for you. We talk about that as you come in and you bring in all your 1099s. What's this? And you say, I don't know. I just got in the mail here. Put it together and tell me how much I owe. Well, do you think it would be a better idea to know before that happened? So maybe you could stop that and not pay tax on that or change it into tax-free. So then when it hits your tax return, you don't have to pay taxes on it. And right now with interest rates, I mentioned this when we were talking about the market segment. You know, if I'm looking at the market right now, there are municipal bonds, AAA municipal bonds, AA municipal bonds that we look at weekly. On the 1-year munis right now, we're seeing about 3%. Now, how would that compare to, say, a corporate bond that's paying 4% for the same sort of maturity? Well, it might make more sense for you to go with the municipal bond, especially if it's California. Why? Well, because think about it this way. If you're paying 40% in tax, we're talking about federal and state tax on that 4% you're getting from the corporate bond, what would you have to earn in tax-free yield to beat that? 40% of that 4% is being taxed, right? So if you're making 3% or better tax-free, which is better? Well, obviously the tax-free is, right? Because you keep more in your pocket. It's a pretty simple exercise. I do this with pennies. Put a bunch of pennies on a table and then just spread them out. Take the tax money away from the pennies and you'll see the bigger pool and you'll go, oh, I get it. Yeah, that's more. It's more change in my pocket. Yes, you got it. That's exactly right. So these are the ways to look at these things. So you just make sure you keep more. I mean, if you're not on top of this, you know they're going to send you the tax bill. It's coming. So these are the ways that we educate you on how to change that scenario. Take control of it. This one, look at this one on income. I have an inventory of all household liabilities and debt. Do you? Mortgages, auto loans, credit card balances, any other debt out there that your family or you should be aware of? Why is that important? Well, because interest rates now are jumping all over the place. And if you have an equity line, or maybe you have a loan with one of these banks that just got in trouble, What's going to happen to that line or that loan? Will they call it? Will they change the terms on you? How will that affect your retirement if you can no longer have that line or that loan? Well, these are all really good questions, and these are the types of questions that you need to be asking yourself. So if you're dreaming of retiring early, then I want you to do this. I'd love you to pick up the phone right now. Give me a call. We're right here in the studio right now. You can pick up the phone. Give us a call. We're going to email you the checklist challenge. And you can take this challenge yourself and you can see if you're ready. I'm going to give this away at no cost right now, but you have to call us. Call this number. We're here right now. 866-PROTECT. That's my phone number. I protect you. 866-PROTECT. You can call my team. Ask for this checklist challenge. They will go ahead and get it to you. Call them right now. Adrian, Cam, they're waiting for you to give them a call. 866-776-8328. Again, 866-PROTECT. Coming up next, it's time for our popular They Say segment, where they say once you leave your company, Cobra will cover you. Is this really true? And where should you get your medical and health care in retirement? We'll find out. You certainly don't want to miss this. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Are you dreaming of the perfect retired life? Are you hoping to retire sooner rather than later? Well, if you are, then you're in the right place, because today we've been talking about this retirement checklist challenge and perhaps what you need to do before you actually let your boss know that you're done. Now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of our show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and just sometimes bad advice that they say.
Are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? There's only one man with all the answers. And here he is, David Hollander, the Sandman.
All right, so here's one they say. They say that once you leave your company, Cobra will cover you. Is this really true? And where should you get your medical and health care in retirement to save thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars? Well, it really depends on your age. You see, Medicare kicks in when you're 65. And depending on how you may answer this question, your benefits may come from a place you never even thought of. So let's get into the checklist challenge. We'll look at some things under the medical and health care sector. So if you retire before age 65, the question here is, do you have a plan for major medical insurance coverage prior to you activating your Medicare? Now, I find a lot of people who say retire in their late 50s, early 60s, don't even consider this. They just think that when they leave, they're going to have Cobra. Cobra's going to cover them for a while. And then they realize it's not that long. And then they say, now what? So you have to get ready for this because, again, if you're going to leave, you need to know what that's going to cost. And Cobra's not cheap. It's going to cost you some money. So we've worked with thousands and thousands of people. We have lots of experience present day to give you some numbers about what you could expect. And it really does depend, because perhaps it's you. Perhaps it's you and a spouse. Perhaps you still have some kids living at home with you who are on your plan, or maybe they were working and had a plan and they just quit or got fired and now they're coming back. Mom and Dad, I need insurance. Or, of course, they don't think about it, right? It's like, oh, I just quit my job. And then you're thinking, well, just I hope you don't hurt yourself skiing this weekend. Can you imagine? So now they don't have insurance and all of a sudden they're, yeah, Mom, I got an $8,000 medical bill to fix my wrist I hurt skiing or snowboarding because I decided to take that jump. right? I mean, this is the kind of things that we think about and deal with. And that's a problem, especially if you are not working anymore and now you have to pay for this sort of thing. After age 65, it becomes easier for you. Now, why is that? Well, because you have Medicare. And when you're over 65 and you retire, the question becomes, which Medicare option is best for you? Because there are thousands of different options that you have. Yeah, it's really overwhelming. We have experts that we work with who this is what they do, because it does change all the time, just like the tax rules, and you need someone who knows what they're doing. So we'll talk to you about that. We'll say which option's best for you. Here's why. And then give you the numbers and the options and the choices you can make. And there's other things that go with that. Maybe you could save some more money in a tax-free environment by using an HSA. You have the ability to do that. And you can invest that money in the market if that's what you're so inclined to do. And perhaps that money grows over the next 10, 15, 20 years that you could use for, say, long-term care. So if you had no money saved for long-term care as you're going into retirement, maybe this is another way for you to create some money that can grow tax-free. And then when you take it out, it's tax-free. And we love tax-free. So knowing which Medicare options is best for you is something that's here on our checklist to make sure that you factor this into your monthly costs. Look at the exposure you might have if you're not covered. Look at what are the out-of-pocket expenses that you're going to have to experience if you have some sort of an event that occurs. Or if you just pay your co-pays, you know, what does that look like? How does that affect your budget? What other health concerns should you be aware of? Well, this is another one. We talked about this a second ago, the health savings account. And one of the questions on here is, are you maximizing your HSA? Do you even have one? Do you even know what it is? If you don't, figure it out. Because this is one of the legal ways the government lets us put money away to use for healthcare. Why would they do that? Why would the government incentivize us, taxpayers, to put money away? Well, because the system is broken right now. The system encourages people to go to nursing homes because that's the only way that Medi-Cal pays for care right now is in a nursing home. It doesn't pay for assisted living. It doesn't pay for home care. And so when people fall into these traps, they end up in a nursing home because that's the way the system's designed. It's ancient. It's archaic. And you may say, I never want to go to one of those things. I would make sure I stay home and do things so I wouldn't have to go there, right? You say that. But what if you didn't know what's going on? This happens a lot. Dementia, Alzheimer's, it's super common in our society. The longer we live, the higher probability it's going to happen to you. Those are the numbers. Those are the facts. Read it. Find out about it. And so maybe you're sitting at home and you don't know any better. And now all of a sudden you've got to make a decision that you can't make. So someone else is making it for you. And guess what? Maybe you end up in one of these facilities. You'd rather, I know. I hear what you're saying. But if you're not prepared for this stuff, guess what? It happens. I know how I will cover long-term care or nursing care needs, and I have policies or plans in place. Do you? I mean, this is right on the checklist here. And if you're saying, look, I don't know. I'm barely getting by right now. I don't know how I'm saving in 401k. I think I'm doing a good job. This is not what I do. I get it. You're busy. You have a lot going on. This is not what you do. So talk to someone who this is what they do. Yeah, that's what we do. So we're happy to help you. And really, if any of this information has been helpful to you, imagine what it could look like when you have all this advice that's tailored to you. And when you have someone sitting at the table who's a lawyer, who's a financial advisor and a tax person, all working on your team together, not down the street. No, together having conversations with you regularly to make sure you're maximizing all that. Doesn't that sound good? Doesn't it make sense? Of course it does. What do you think the wealthy do? They have family offices that just sit around and do this all day long for them. That's what they do. So we've designed a family wealth office for you. That's right. You don't have to be a billionaire to have one of these sort of consultation services. They're out. It's out there. That's what we do. So if you boil it down, our mission at the Liberty Group is to help you protect your money, your lifestyle, so you can remain independent financially and live the retirement you always wanted. It's complimentary, and we do all the heavy lifting. Right now, we have solutions available. If you're 60 years old and you want to retire right now, we have something that'll pay 6.8% in income for the rest of your life. If you're 65, we have something paying 7.3% of income for the rest of your life. And if you're 70, 7.75%. I mean, think about those interest rates. Think about that sort of income off your deposit that's insured. It's protected by the claims paying ability of that company for the rest of your life. You don't have to worry about that piece of your retirement. Think about that. Well, we do this for you. And all you have to do to find out more about this, talk to someone on my team right now, because we're here. We're live right now. 866-PROTECT. You can remove the gray area wondering if you can retire. You can run the numbers right now and find out. Get a free copy of this retirement checklist challenge to see if you're ready by calling this number right now. 866-PROTECT. I know you're driving around. You're doing stuff. Pull over. Say, hey, Siri, call 866-PROTECT. Did it do it? Did it work? Just kidding. 866-PROTECT. Keep it tuned. Yeah, she's talking to me right now. There she goes. Keep it tuned right here, because when we come back, we'll share how not considering this last issue could force you to wind up regretting retirement. The answers are coming up next. It always pays you to keep it tuned right here to protect your assets. We'll be right back.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to PYARadio.com, where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to PYARadio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's PYARadio.com. Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Like I've been saying today, we've been talking about the Retirement Checklist Challenge. And no matter how foolproof you think your plan may seem, one thing that this year has taught us is it seemed like it was starting to be a great year. And the next thing you know, we have the SVB crisis. So this is a big one. I was talking about this before the break. This one item could really disrupt your retirement. I've seen this. I've been doing this for 30 years. We've seen this happen time and time again as people are getting ready to retire. And then all of a sudden something happens to their company, maybe their stock price, maybe interest rates, and then they can't retire or they have to change their retirement plan. So on the questionnaire right now, I'm going to read this one. If there are changes in politics, policies, or the market, I'm confident my retirement will still be okay. Can you answer affirmatively to that? That's a big one. And if you can't, then now's a great time to get a stress test, because one of the other ones on here says, my financial advisor has assessed my portfolio on the risk tolerance scale. What does that mean? Well, in the old days, they'd ask you, are you conservative? Are you moderate? Are you aggressive? And you may say, well, I think I'm moderate. What does that really mean? How much will your account go down if interest rates continue to rise, say, 0.5%, 1%? If you don't know the answer to that question, you've got a problem. Because right now, there is technology that exists that's like the sleep factor on your mattress. You know, the score that makes you sleep better? Well, we can do that with your money. It actually exists right now. Yeah, we can literally ask you questions, dial in your portfolio to meet your comfort level. How about this one? If within 5 years of retirement, my financial advisor has made changes to the risk level of my investment. Question. Yes or no? If you're 5 years away from retirement, consider this. I've been doing this for 30 years. I've seen interest rates all over the place. I have not seen rates like we're seeing right now for a very long time, like the mid-90s. And if you're 5 years away from retirement and you can defer making these choices, you may want to. What am I talking about? Let's say you're 55 right now and you're going to retire when you're 60, 5 years from now. There are things out there right now that will pay you 9.86% of distributions off your principal for the rest of your life. If you're 60 and you're wanting to retire in 5 years when you're 65, there are things out there right now that will pay 10.45% of your principal for the rest of your life. Think about that. I mean, have you heard of numbers like these for some time? No. I mean, you'd have to invest in stocks and hope for great growth. And if you lose it, you know, you've done that. You don't want to do that again. So these things are out there. These are backed by insurance companies, the claims paying ability of these companies. Right now, do you have anything backing your portfolio? Maybe not. Anyway, my financial advisor regularly reviews my accounts with me. Is that true? If not, maybe you should ask why. These are all on the checklist challenge, and we are more than happy to share this with you this morning so you can go through it and see if you may have to go back to work. With the stock market and the bank crisis right now, the question is, when will things get better? When will the market finally start to break out of the range it's been trapped in for the last 15 months? Are you ready to retire? Do you have room to cut expenses if you have to? Well, if you have questions and they aren't getting answered, or you have that feeling, you know the one, you're not quite sure, well, stop wondering how to make your money last in retirement. This is what we do. You can get your own 15-minute complimentary consultation right now. We have people standing by on the phone ready to talk to you with a fiduciary. Remember, we are tax people, we are financial advisors, and we are attorneys under one roof. We all work together as a team to help you. Call this number, 866-PROTECT. 866-PROTECT right now to get your complimentary 15-minute consultation to find out what you may not know, to find out what you might be doing wrong. And if you just want the free information, call 866-PROTECT right now. Ask for this checklist challenge. We'll be more than happy to email it to you. You can go through it. See if you're ready. See if you're prepared. See if you learned something. 866-PROTECT. Call my team right now. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together a great show today. My executive producer, Kevin Renford, network manager, Raf this morning. Thanks, buddy. And of course, all my fabulous producers back there, Cam and Adrian. Because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. You have been listening to the Protect Your Assets show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.